This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Roxanne Roberts, and Roy Blunt Jr. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl will recreate some voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, researchers at Italy's University of Bologna, this being Italy. Did I say that right?
Well, yeah, but I just love the idea that somewhere there's a University of Bologna. I went to Pepperoni State, and I think I got more than my money's worth academically.
Anyway, you researchers at this ancient university, seat of higher learning, decided to do a global survey of sexual fetishes and discovered that by a huge margin, the single most sexually exciting object or body part is what?
Feet.
Yes, actually shoes.
Okay.
Shoes.
Specifically high-heeled shoes. High-heeled shoes, but you knew that, didn't you? The researchers wanted to get a sense of what The researchers wanted to get a sense of what the general population gets all hot and bothered about. For a huge majority, 63%, it was shoes in terms of body parts considered just as body parts. 47% of people named feet as the most sexually exciting body part,
Jeez.
As opposed to just 3% for breasts, which makes me wonder for the future of the species, honestly. Mm. Maybe evolution has provided us with both a real enthusiasm for feet and also very poor aim.
Well, the fact that they have a master's in pedicures at the university should have tipped you off.
I think so. Interestingly, among the survey results, two individuals out of the 1,500 or more they surveyed, two individuals said they were turned on by pacemakers. And I just wonder how they got the vice president's home phone number.
This is in Italy, right?
This is in Italy, Italians. Yeah. Italians.
I'm thinking back over all the Italian actresses over the years, and I can't envision a single foot. However, on the other hand, I can envision a number of bosoms. So,
Gina Lollobrigida,
Sophia Loren, Claudia Cardinale, and their
bosoms.
Names are legion.
Yeah.
I never noticed their feet. I don't know. I would personally be in that 3%.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if somebody said to me, we're doing a survey of what your sexual interest is, and they say, we're calling from the University of Bologna, I'm not sure I would give them a straight answer.
Just say feet.
Roxanne, the New York-based think tank, the Council on Foreign Relations, is an august group that includes such international luminaries as Henry Kissinger, Alan Greenspan, former German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer, and as of this week, whom?
Angelina Jolie.
Yes, exactly right. Ooh.
But
although, when
actually, it's not quite true.
Well, she's been sort of invited.
She's on the short list. I, of course, deep into foreign relations, needed to follow this up. And she's not a member yet, but she's now on the short list.
And would you put the chances of their rejecting her at zero or none?
Not a snowball's chance.
Exactly.
And can anybody in the room envision her feet?
You know,
is that translated wrong from the Italian or something? I don't understand.
No, see, that's exactly. Here's somebody who, I talked to her political advisor who said that she really.
I know. Angelina Jolie has a political advisor. That's de rigueur. They get a nanny, they get a hairstylist, they get a political advisor. We know that.
She's been doing this now for a few years, and she really is interested. And so now she can just say, I said, so what's she going to get by being on this council that she can't do already? I mean, she can already call up Henry Kissinger and say, hey, can I have a private tutorial? And
I don't
get
think
it.
She has to call up Henry Kissinger. I think she opens her front door and says, okay, Henry, you can come in for a while. That's what I think she does.
But he said that it's sort of a crash course with the world's top experts on international affairs. And I said, I bet it was.
I bet it was. You know, they were like, well, all right, the next item of the agenda, Angelina Jolie's membership. Who here would like Angelina Jolie's home phone number? And Henry put up both hands. And
Well, remember, he said, you know, power was the greatest aphrodisiac.
Yeah. The amazing thing is...
back when he had some.
Yeah. The amazing thing is this has started... It's a whole ripple effect. The Brookings Institution, the Heritage Foundation, they started a bidding war for Jessica Simpson. Paula, a Tennessee woman this week, tragic case, she was arrested for driving what while under the influence?
While under the influence. Yes. Lawnmower.
She was, no.
What else could you...
instead of miles per hour, she was cited at calories per hour.
I heard this.
Exercycle?
Yes. A stationary exercise bike.
But you can get in trouble for riding that under the influence?
Apparently, be warned.
Whoa.
Everybody. According to police in Rogersville, Tennessee, officers responded to a call from the Gold Star Fitness Gym about a woman who appeared very intoxicated while operating a stationary bike.
And wasn't using the correct turn signal?
No, apparently not. What is the signal for just staying right here forever?
Yeah.
The arresting officer said that Rhonda Sue Solomon was uncooperative. She, quote, had an odor of alcohol about her and appeared to have trouble pedaling, even as she crouched down, pedaled faster, and yelled over her shoulder, "You'll never catch me, coppers!"